Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Oh, hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So, what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard Dasha AI mentioned in the voice tech space, especially with clients like Vector Solutions. You folks have a solid reputation for making conversations feel supernatural and engaging, right? Could you share a bit about what sets your platform apart? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours.
That
I
sounds
usually take
impressive. Automating lead generation with AI that feels human. Now that's a game changer. So, your platform helps businesses boost revenue by handling those conversations naturally and efficiently. I'm curious, how easy is it to integrate your AI with existing systems?
A few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up,
Of
we've
course.
had some audio issues.
Of course, take your time. I'll wait while you sort out the audio.
Thanks for bearing with me. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for coming back. Well, a big challenge is making those initial conversations feel genuinely human. No one likes talking to a robot, right? Also, scaling outreach without losing that personal touch can be tricky. How does your AI handle keeping things natural while automating at scale?
Tell me more about making those initial conversations feel genuinely human.
Sure thing. Making conversations feel genuinely human means the AI understands context, responds naturally, and adapts its tone and style to the person it's talking to. It's not just about scripted replies, but flowing dialogue that feels spontaneous. Our platform uses advanced natural language processing to achieve that. Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. I'd say it looks like a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, freeing up our team to focus on closing deals. Conversations would feel so natural that prospects hardly realize they're talking to AI. Revenue growth would be noticeable, and our sales cycle might even shorten. How do you usually help clients achieve that kind of success?
What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads? And why is that important to you?
Great question. A steady stream means consistently getting new potential customers who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal profile. It's important because it keeps the sales pipeline full, reduces downtime, and helps predict revenue more reliably. Plus, it means less time chasing dead ends and more time closing deals. Does that align with your goals?
Tell me more about keeping the sales pipeline full and reducing downtime.
Absolutely. Keeping the sales pipeline full means there's always a healthy number of prospects at different stages, so your sales team never runs out of opportunities to work on. Reducing downtime means less waiting around for new leads to come in, which keeps the momentum going and boosts overall productivity. Our AI helps by automating outreach and follow-ups, so nothing slips through the cracks. Does that sound like something that could help your business?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, love that. Right now, a big constraint is balancing personalized outreach with the volume needed to grow. It's tough to keep conversations engaging without burning out the team or losing quality. Also, integrating new tech smoothly without disrupting current workflows can be a headache. How does your platform tackle those challenges?
What are all the ways balancing outreach and integration issues are affecting the business right now?
Balancing outreach and integration issues can slow down growth because the team spends more time managing tools than selling. It can lead to missed opportunities if follow-ups slip through or if messaging feels robotic. Plus, tech hiccups can frustrate both staff and prospects, hurting the brand's reputation. Does that sound familiar?